world of comedy is having a big conversation today that I wanted to have with you because I was wondering what you thought about this. Louis C.K. is, I'm not going to say making a comeback because that's the wrong terminology, but Louis C.K. is trying to get his career back.
Mm-hmm.
As you remember, in case you don't know the story, but famous comedian Louis C.K., huge star, he was accused during the whole Me Too and Time's Up movement of sexual assault, sexual harassment. And it came out that the thing that he was doing was masturbating in front of female comics with their permission. But the idea was that he was in a position of power, so they didn't feel like they could say no.
Is this okay? And if they said yes, then he would do it.
Well, no, they mostly said yes. And what happened afterwards is that a lot of the women that he would want to masturbate in front of were not famous. So they weren't big comics. So they were just, their career was just coming up, or he was their boss because they were writing for him. They didn't feel like they were in a position to say no.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until two women later on came forward and said, this was not okay. And then all these other women were like, same thing happened to me. It was not okay with me either. But I felt like I couldn't say no because he was my boss or he's a position of power. So a lot of these women had come forward, and then various comedians either supported him or went up against him. Tig Notaro went against him and said some stuff about him. Dave Chappelle supported him and basically called out some of the accusers.
Mm-hmm.
So it became this whole big thing. But basically, as a result, Louis C.K. lost his whole contract with FX. And remember, he had like 20 shows on FX. Like, he was their guy. He was their Shonda Rhimes, you know. He lost all of those deals. He canceled his tour. And he basically went into hiding since 2018, since this all went down. But a few months afterwards, he tried to have a comeback. I should not use the word comeback because that implies that he was the victim, and he wasn't. He tried to get his career back.
There you go. Get it kickstarted.
Yeah, get it kickstarted again. And he kind of stepped in it because he started making jokes about the Parkland shooting, which was also really disgusting and not the right. Listen, you're trying to tell us how funny you are, and you're trying to ask us to accept you back in our lives, and you're going to make fun of Parkland shooting? Really? That's where you went with? And some rape whistle jokes, just really tone deaf stuff. So again, went back into his comedy closet, and that was that. And people thought, you know what? His career's over. He's done. Nobody wants to hear from him. Fans of Louis C.K., people that are still on his mailing list, got an email today that said, hello, person that you are being right now. I'm writing to you today because I'm going to be touring around the United States of America, performing stand-up comedy in theaters in several different cities. And he's kicking off his tour here in New York City at the Hulu Theater at Madison Square Garden, which is that, you know, the smaller space in Madison Square Garden. So the conversation that's been going on today among my friends, among people in comedy, among a lot of my friends in comedy is, do we forgive him? Does he come back? Is it okay? So before I tell you what the consensus is, what people seem to be thinking, I was kind of curious what your thoughts were on this. Do we allow him back in? Are we done? Is he out of social jail?
I've always taken the side of he did nothing wrong. Because he did ask and waited for a response before they said anything. It doesn't matter if he was in a place of power or not. He asked, they said yes. So you can't go back on that. I mean, there's got to be some way out if they said yes. If they said no, then they just moved on.
Right. Okay, let me stop you there for a second. So I think the issue was that a lot of the women that he asked, can I jerk off in front of you, were women that either worked for him, he was helping their career, they were beneath him on the social level. They, you know, it would be punching down. They didn't feel they were in a position to say no. They were starstruck by him, and he wanted to do this sort of thing. And what he said in his apology, which was interesting, he said, these stories are all true. At the time, I said to myself, well, what I did was okay. I never showed a woman my, you know what, without asking first, which is also true. But what I learned later in life, too late, is that when you have power over another person, asking them to look at your, you know what, isn't a question. It's a predicament for them. The power I had over these women is they admired me and I wielded that power irresponsibly. So that explains why what you just said is the problem. The fact that he asked is not.
That's how I see it, though.
You right, know, right. No, I know. I asked you what you thought. But yeah. even he says he understands that asking was already unfair.
Yeah, I think there had to be a situation. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how this works. I don't think he just walks into a room and says, hey, Cooper, nice to meet you. Do you mind if I, you know, I think there was drinks going on, a little party. They were getting together. I think it was a whole thing going on. Guys just don't walk into a room first time meeting you and whip it out. So.
Not you.
I don't think any guy does. I
mean, not me either. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that.
I don't elicit that in men. No. Yeah.
No, I don't think guys do that. So.
Right.
I think there are much worse people out there than Louis C.K. asking.
It's not about
permission.
Listen, you can't do the whataboutism thing. It's not about is Louis C.K. as bad as a rapist? Is Louis C.K. as bad as Weinstein? No, he isn't. And when people threw his name into the Weinstein bowl, that was completely unfair because he didn't force anybody. He didn't exactly. And he also with Louis C.K., there was no quid pro quo. It wasn't let me jerk off in front of you or I will fire you.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Weinstein was come up to my room if you want a job. And if you don't come up to my room, you'll never work in this town again.
Mm-hmm.
That's different. That's not what the Louis C.K. thing was at all, which is why he should not be in that category. Not at all. 100%.
He should have lost a couple of nights stand up money. Not his whole career and 3-4 years of his life. You know, I think that was a little too much.
Right.
I don't think the punishment fit the crime. The crime was bad, but it wasn't enough to lose your livelihood.
Right. The other thing is, and again, I'm not defending Louis C.K. I'm just parroting back what Sarah Silverman said about it. She and other comedians explained that when comedians get together, wacky shit happens.
Mm-hmm.
They're just like that. They're weird together. They've done weird stuff together. It's how the Aristocrats happen, if you know that story about the Aristocrats. Do you know about it by any chance?
Yeah, I've heard about it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a famous, really disgusting joke that comedians tell to each other, and every time they tell it, they add another even more disgusting detail. And that's just the world of being a comedian. They're really gross when they get together. And I think Sarah Silverman even said that Louis C.K. had definitely jerked off in front of her.
Yeah, he did.
But it's one of those things where, first of all, they were contemporaries. They were on the same level.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the kind of thing where you tell a story later on when you're older. Oh yeah, remember that time? And then you jerked off in front of me. Oh, that was hilarious. Mm-hmm. And it's just another wacky thing that comedians do when they get together. So that was the
and
context.
She's really hot.
I don't think that had anything to do with
it. Okay. Well, in my mind it did.
So I thought, you know, one of the women who ended up being one of Louis C.K.'s accusers is an actress, comedian, and writer named Rebecca Corey. Now, what had happened was those girls that went back to his hotel room that started the whole thing, those two girls that went to the hotel room that, you know, he said, may I, and whatever, they were the first. And then the women that were on the phone told their story, and then somebody else told a story. And this other comedian, Rebecca Corey, didn't say anything. And she was in the industry and people were around her and she'd be like at an industry party and people would be talking about the Louis C.K. thing and being like, oh, those girls, like what opportunists, like what whores. I can't believe they came out and talked out against him. And she was like, you know what? This happened to me. She was a writer on one of his shows, I think. They were almost contemporary. He was like her boss, really, more than anything else. And he had done this with her. But she was staying silent on it. She wasn't saying, you know, hashtag me too. And she said the thing that was the hardest was that a lot of the female comedians who would wear the hashtag Me Too t-shirt, they would wear the pussy hats, they were part of the Time's Up movement, would berate people like her for coming out. How dare you say this about the great Louis C.K.? So she finally decided to come out and tell her story.
Mm-hmm.
And she had written an article in New York Magazine about it. And I thought it was interesting. She said this one thing that a lot of it's just her experience, but here's what she said I thought was interesting. She said, now I'm being asked if I think CK will make a quote unquote comeback. The idea that CK re-entering the public eye would ever be considered a comeback story is disturbing. The guy exploited his position of power to abuse women. A comeback implies he's the underdog and the victim, and he's neither. He's a rich, powerful man who is fully aware that his actions were wrong, yet he chose to behave grotesquely simply because he could. The only issue that matters is whether he will choose to stop abusing women.
Mm-hmm.
So here's my opinion on it. I don't think he gave a good apology to the New York Times because he never actually said, I'm sorry. He never apologized.
Mm-hmm.
He just said, yeah, I did it. It's true. Here's what I learned. Shit happens. Rather than, I'm sorry if it was misinterpreted. I'm sorry I hurt these women. I'm sorry they felt they couldn't come forward. There was no apology. So had he given like more of an apology, maybe I'd be more on board. But my whole thing is you vote with your wallet.
Mm-hmm.
If you love Louis C.K., go to his website. He's probably playing at a town near you, and go buy a ticket and go see him. And if you think that Louis C.K., what he did was not okay, and he abused his power and he didn't learn his lesson. But I feel like, how long should someone stay in social jail? You know what I mean? Like, he has the right to make a living. We can't stop him from making a living.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying he shouldn't make a living, and I'm not saying he should be canceled. I'm saying, let's see how his concert sales do. Let's see how his ticket sales do. If people support him, if they love him, if they want to go see him and they forgive him,
mm-hmm.
go buy a ticket. But, you know, if this kind of thing triggers you and you feel like, you know what, there's plenty of other comics out there. I'm not wasting my hard-earned money on this asshole.
Yeah, nobody's forcing you to go to the yuckle hut. you're not forced to go to the whatever of a banana zone.
Giggles.
Yeah, you don't have to go to Giggles. You can stay home. And the problem is I think a lot of people are going to vote with their wallet. I mean, he showed up at a couple of clubs and people booed him.
Right.
You know, and I don't think that's ever going to go away. Even if he was innocent, he was thrown into the first wave of Me Too people. And even if you don't remember the story, you just know that he was part of the Me Too thing.
Right.
And you go, I'm not going to go to bananas tonight. I'm going to stay home.
But that's going to be on his gravestone. Like that has now tarnished his name for the rest of his career.
And it will.